our family's favorite stories happened when our son was 3 years old. We had just moved into a new house, and we were expecting our first house guests for dinner. Our friends coming over were old theater pals, and they don't have any kids, but still, our son was excited just to welcome people into our home. So excited that when they did arrive, he called us to the front door, opened it wide, and said in his happiest self, "Welcome to my home! These are my friends, James and Jessica." I gently encouraged him that he was being a great host, but it's generally best to call me Dad. And our guests, of course, were delighted and felt very welcome. What a great way to enter our home with laughter and joy. I thought of this story when my wife and I were talking about this season of our life, where we're finding it really hard to connect with the people and places around us. To have that laughter and invited closeness that makes relationships strong. And God invites us into that closeness, that deep relationship. It's how I visualize the phrase, to enter in, to be welcomed into His presence. So what happens when we can get just outside the door, but we have a hard time crossing the threshold? I'm James Check, and this is The Seed. Jesus' parables have vivid descriptions of the life and joy that come with being in the presence of the Father. Images include feasting, celebration, generous abundance. The times when I can embrace my sonship, I feel the pleasure of the Father, and it's easy to see His blessings, which is so satisfying. And when I have a hard time entering in, I feel it in sharp contrast. I'm stuck on the outside. I get down on myself. I get frustrated at the blessings of others. And I start to lose my confidence. There are two parables that resonate with me regarding this. The first is the parable of the king preparing the wedding feast. He has a list of invited guests, and he sends them messages saying, "Come now, the feast is ready, come and enjoy." Instead, they find other things to do, like go work in their fields or go on vacation. He doesn't want to give up, so again, he sends the word out, "Come, everything's ready, come experience my joy." Again, they totally disregard his invitation and even harass and kill the messengers. So the king is enraged, and he sends soldiers to punish the invited people and turns to his servants and says, "Fine, go out into the streets and just gather everyone who's willing to come in and share in this feast that I have prepared." And I find such comfort in that. When I can only get just outside the door, but I want to come in, He's the kind of God who has thrown His doors wide open to let the people in off the streets. And the reminder is not to give up so fast. Even though I don't feel like I've received an official invitation, to not walk away and to try to hold on to that expectation and desire to get inside. The second parable is the story of the prodigal son. Let's fast forward through the parts that we all know and get to just the very end where the party is in full swing and the older brother enters the scene. This is a very different mood than the first parable, because here the older brother has a right to enter the house. But he's so disconnected with the father's joy, he's so flabbergasted by what he's doing, that the son just can't do it. He can't get it together to go inside. I can imagine what some fathers would probably say: "Stop being so selfish, put on a happy face, just let it go." But his father doesn't do that. And he doesn't send a servant to call his son inside. He goes himself. He leaves the party and goes outside and meets his son right where he is. God does the same thing with us. Sometimes when we just can't get in, God shows us He's not above coming out to meet us. I think most of us want to feel like we have it all together, at least most of the time. But I can't come to God pretending I have it all together when I don't. And while sometimes that leaves me feeling like I'm on the outside, God doesn't hold it against me. He reaches out to me, keeps inviting me, even comes out to be with me. He gives me space to be, to feel. And when I'm ready, we go in together. Well, that's it for this episode. The Seed is written and produced by me, James Check. You can dig deeper into the passages of this episode by reading Matthew chapter 22, verses 1 through 10, and Luke chapter 15, verses 25 through 31. I realize I'm not great at the social media thing, so while I do have a Facebook page and there are some Twitter posts, it would actually be a great favor to me if you would share this episode with just one person, the person that God is putting on your heart. May God give you more and more grace and peace as you grow in your knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. That's all for now. Thanks for listening to The Seed.